Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta's got this day off, so John Hines, that's me, I'm talking like the third person here. So I'm filling in, and I'm glad that you're along. Yeah, you know, I mentioned this before the break, that last Sunday was the number one day of the year for online dating, which I was surprised to read. But the people at Match say that it jumps exponentially. That Sunday, they call it Dating Sunday, as a matter of fact, the busiest online dating day of the year. Millions of Americans seeking a fresh start in their romantic life are expected to flood the dating apps. And this is what happened this past Sunday, marking the unofficial Dating Sunday, the year's busiest day for online romance. And Match, along with eHarmony, which I'm pretty sure they're the same company. Am I right about that? Do you know that for a fact, Josh?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look that one up real quick.
I think it's the same company. Anyway, I went the Match route. I did that over a year ago. I'm trying to figure out when I did it. I know it wasn't the Sunday after the new year, but I had a great date about that time, and it's still working. So what's your online dating story? I am surprised every now and then when I say, well, yes, we met on Match. Somebody says, oh, yeah, well, that's how I met my wife, or whatever. And there are some tips, some hints, some things that you should do, some things that you should avoid. But Dating Sunday, Tinder also says that the number of direct messages sent on their app increases by 22% on that Sunday. So it's been several years that they've been tracking this and continually see that that first Sunday of the new year is a big deal for them. So 651-461-9226. If you want to call and chime in on this, are you a person who has done this? Have you utilized this? Are you satisfied? Were you dissatisfied? I'm surprised that the number of people that has just jumped, it's significant here. But I want to get your take on this. So 651-461-9226, that's the CCO talk and text line. So Josh, share your story. Can you share your story? Will you share your story?
Yeah, I could definitely share it. Looking at the Match group right now, it looks like they own Tinder, Match.com, something called Meetic, OkCupid, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, and Our Time, and other dating global brands. So they own a bunch of them, especially the more renowned ones that are used in 2024. So I'm a Tinder guy. I used it for maybe not even a few months, and I ended up finding my now wife on Tinder, and she was attending St. Catherine, St. Kate's, as they call it, University in St. Paul, and I met up with her down there, and kind of, as they say, the rest is history. So it was, you know, there was a lot of similarities between us as far as our passionate love for hockey. She, ironically, is a Colorado Avalanche fan. She was born in Grand Junction, Telluride area out there, and she happens to be a Colorado girl, and I'm a Minnesota Wild fan. I'm a diehard of the Wild, so it kind of worked out great in that respect. Little couples competition, if you will. So it was a good match.
Well, that's cool. And how many years now?
So we met in 2014, October of 14, and then we were married. We were actually engaged in February of. We didn't take long. We were engaged by February of 15, and then we were married in February of 19. So we actually were engaged for quite a while before we, you know, finally did the wedding.
Yeah,
because weddings are expensive.
Yeah, but yes, they are. Yes, even if you try to go keep it low profile, it's a costly endeavor. So there's some tips here for dating like a pro. And if you have a story about meeting someone online, dating someone, or if you know someone who did and they married, whatever, encourage them to call 651-461-9226. They say that some of the tips that you need to use if you are going down this road, freshen up your profile. Update your bio with recent hobbies and interests and goals. Include attractive photos that showcase your personality. I was stunned, maybe not so much, but surprised somewhat, when I started on Match and I was looking at, you know, these women's profiles, but their pictures are just like doused in filters of some sort. You know what I'm talking about, Josh? Where it's like, where they smooth everything out and one of the things that the people at Match eHarmony say, ditch the filters. Use authentic photos that accurately represent you.
Yeah, that's kind of where I think there's a new app that a lot of like teenagers and high schoolers use. It's called Be Real, where you can't really use a lot of those filters. It's pretty much the authenticity of, you know, connecting online and stuff like that, where, you know, that is the opposite of what some of these apps allow you to do, where it's basically all filter, no real aspect to it. So it's definitely become a problem, and they've tried to ditch it as much as possible because it just creates issues with, you know, the matchmaking process, so to speak.
I was surprised, too, to hear from other women that they said, oh, yeah, the number of guys who stand there and pose without a shirt on or flex in front of the bathroom mirror or whatever. It's like, really? People do that? And these women say yes, that's what they were seeing on Match. So this whole authenticity thing or lack of it is a two-way street in some cases.
You're telling me you don't get up in the morning, especially on a Saturday like this, and flex in the mirror first thing before you brush your teeth?
I didn't have time this morning.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, oh, yes, that's... At my age, Josh, I just kind of stretch out and make sure everything works. You know, it's like, you know, the joints, the bones, all of this stuff here. So they say to keep your profile concise, aim for a 25-word bio that captures your essence and sparks conversation. So I don't know. I mean, I think my initial bio on Match when I put it up, it's like, well, they weren't charging by the word, but cut her back a bit, Hines. Cut it back. Edit, and edit some more. They also say be upfront about your intentions. Are you just seeking a date, or are you looking for a long-term relationship? Did you do that on Tinder? Does Tinder ask that same thing?
It's been a minute. I don't even know if they do. They may have made some advancements with that, because I know some people are just looking for, I guess, companionship, and other people are looking for the real deal. So I suppose that is probably an option when it comes to Tinder. It's been a hot minute since I've been on there, for sure. But I imagine there are options available, because, you know, everybody kind of has their own thing. So,
yeah. So, all right. Hey, share your story. I mean, and even if it's a disastrous story, because we're not beholden to anybody on any of these sites. So, 651-461-9226. You could text or call in. I'd love to hear from you, because then I get a better sense for what you're saying and your attitude about all of this. So we'll do that too. 651-461-9226. That's the WCCO radio talk and text line. And we'll share your comments and see what you have to say. So just jump right in. Let's take a time out here. It's a quarter after one. It's 1:15. We'll take this time out. Temperatures are still above zero, but they're going to get considerably colder later in the week. When we get to the forecast, I'll give you the full rundown. We'll be back after this at News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good afternoon. John Hines in for Shaletta Brundage here. 19 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're talking about this past Sunday, so it'll be a week tomorrow, was the busiest day for online dating. That, according to Match.com, and the people at Tinder say the same thing. Of course, we now know that they are all basically the same company. But that being said, I was reminded of this. We got a text here. The WCCO talk and text line that says, my son met his wife on K102 Dateline back in 1996. And I forgot about that. That's where I used to work there. And there was radio stations were doing this. They had a Dateline where, and I don't even remember the particulars of how it worked. And here, as long as we're talking about things that, that go that way. I hosted on Channel 11 on Sunday nights a show called TV Personals. An employee there had the idea to put together a television show. You're probably not familiar with this, Josh. This was a number of years ago. But the way this worked is people would come on the show. I forget how it generated revenue. I think I don't know if they had to pay to be on the show or you had to pay to respond to somebody. But it was just like the personal ads that were in the newspapers back in the day, only this time you got to see them. So they would come on, and it was a half hour TV show. I would meet them, interview them, and find about their likes and dislikes. And then people who were watching that show would match up. It didn't last, though, because of the internet. You know, when they talk about how, you know, video killed the radio, boy, internet killed the online dating thing, or the personals. It just slammed it shut. But it was an interesting idea. It fizzled before it even had a chance to get going. And I, every now and then I run into somebody who says, oh yeah, I was on that show. And it's like, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I do remember the K102 bit, the
K102
Wake Up Crew whole dating thing. I remember that, but I don't remember the Care 11 bit.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very short-lived, short-lived, whatever, however you want to say that. It didn't last long. And again, you know, the internet comes along and just, you know, crushes it. You know, the same way it's, you know, it's changed so many things. So do you have an online dating story you want to share? You're willing? Are you bold enough to share it? 651-461-9226. So before you met your wife, Josh, did you have any missteps on Tinder?
Not really. I just kind of I was very passive with it. I didn't take it as seriously as probably a lot of people do. I was more so just, I guess, kind of throwing it out there. And then if it, whatever stuck, I went with it. So there wasn't a whole lot of like options or, you know, miscues or missteps or anything with it. I more so just, you know, the sample size wasn't big enough for that, fortunately. So
good.
Yeah.
You narrow your parameters.
Not a good way to spend a Saturday, though, I'll tell you that much.
What's that? You mean
just having a misstep or a miscue in a shot at a relationship? It's already, you know, 2 degrees outside. I can't imagine the ice cold feeling of getting rejected on Tinder right now. So,
oh, that's a good way to put it. Yes, I've been shut down twice, both by Mother Nature and on Tinder. I had a few lunches. That's pretty much. Or maybe it was afternoon happy hours where I met up with somebody when I was trying the match thing. And there was one that was, I'm stunned even for me that I was so totally scammed because I am the most skeptical person that I know. I don't fall for those sorts of things, but I did in this case. But fortunately, I bounced back, recovered, and met the right person. So, as a matter of fact, she and I are going to be we're doing, you know, a WCCO Radio Good Neighbor tour that's going to be advertised, I think, beginning next week. We're going to Norway, and. And we are going together, so we'll get a chance to meet WCCO Radio listeners who go along on the WCCO Radio Good Neighbor Tour. Holiday vacations, going to Norway, see the fjords. I know it's fjords. I just say fjords to aggravate Norwegian.
Trying to get people mad on CCO.
Yeah, get them agitated. Get them irritated. Get them going a bit. So anyway, apparently, not a lot of participants who are utilizing Match, eHarmony, Plenty of Fish. There was another site, too, I remember. It's Just Lunch was one of those dating sites where, so everybody knows, you know, what the playing field. The playing field is level. We're meeting up just for lunch. You're buying your lunch, I'm buying my lunch, and we'll see if it goes anywhere from there. So I wonder if that's also owned by, I know that they had some people push back, people, because you paid significantly to belong to that site.
I also think everybody's kind of branched out and done their own thing. You know, you have Christian Mingle, FarmersOnly.com, all these different sites now where whatever fits your demographic, whatever fits exactly the, you know, whatever makes the size of the pool smaller for you of the fish, so to speak, is more so what you can dive into. And that's, I think, what these like extra sites and dating apps are for, is, you know, if you want to really, really narrow down your options, go to this site and you can, you know, make it easier on yourself. Whether that's effective or not, I have yet to kind of hear feedback on that. But, you know, Christian Mingle, Farmers Only, all these different sites are definitely,
yeah.
I think I've definitely kind of helped crack down a little bit more of the sample size, if you will.
Yeah, that, I think you're absolutely right. I know people who have participated on, is it called J-Date? I think for people of the Jewish faith who want to meet like-minded people.
Yes.
So yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes good sense. And it does, as you say, Josh, it does narrow the pool or make the pool more shallow, drain one end of the pool. So, or however, whatever term you're going to
whatever
use.
Whatever analogy fits to this.
Yeah.
Talker, yeah.
Find something there. So, because you don't want to be fishing in deep waters and end up with a bottom feeder, which, well, that doesn't sound good either, does
it? No, it doesn't.
Look, and I got a sturgeon.
Yes. So, first date, and you already called me a bottom feeder. How dare you?
That's the luck of the draw here. Hey, we're coming up 128 here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Cold weather continues. I'll give you the forecast details extensively here, but some just single-digit highs for the next several days and some overnight lows well below zero. All of that next on News Talk 830 WCCO. John Hines in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
For Shaletta Brundage, 34 years, as a matter of fact, with a couple of breaks in there, I think, because of some setbacks due to the pandemic. But 34 years for the annual 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast happening. And it's happening at the convention center in downtown Minneapolis. One of the biggest celebrations, recognitions, in the country for that matter. Joined by, Tamara Asamoah. I hope I'm saying that right, Tamara. And I appreciate your joining me this morning here on WCCO. Tamara is the, vice president of corporate strategy and growth for General Mills. Thanks for making yourself available to talk about and to preview this this big day Saturday morning. Or Monday morning. Monday morning.
Monday morning, bright and early. I'm excited to be here with you. And interesting, because you were saying that we might have taken a couple of breaks in there for COVID. We actually didn't. We have celebrated this breakfast every year for the past 34 years. During COVID, we just did it virtually. So we pivoted, and we're excited to be back completely in person this year.
That's what I should have said. I should have said returning in person while celebrating the life and legacy. You have a great lineup of speakers, the keynote speaker. Give me a rundown. First of all, I want to let people know that the doors will open at the convention center at 7 a.m. And I imagine it's going to be a lot of hustling around and such because of everybody dressed for the winter. So you've got to find places to hang up your coats and your jackets and such. But get there early, get there on time. I think the breakfast itself starts at 7:30. Is that right, Tamara?
So we serve breakfast at 7:30. The official program starts at 8. So the official program runs 8 to 9:30. You're correct that doors open at 7, and we're serving breakfast at 7:30. So come early, leave lots of time to get settled, to be greeting lots of friends, coworkers, people in the community. It's going to be a good time.
How many people do you anticipate will attend this event?
We literally just sold it in the last couple of days, and we are right at 2,500 people. Is either at or slightly above totals that we had pre-pandemic. So we are excited to have all of that energy in the room to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King.
I am also very pleased to announce that WCCO Radio will be broadcasting the live events portion beginning at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. So you'll be able to hear everything that is going on. Tell me about what we're anticipating for speakers, the keynote address, and those things that go with this, Tamara.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. We are really pivoting off our theme for this year, which is leading onward, elevating new voices for justice and equality. And in that spirit, our keynote speaker this year is Marley Diaz. She is a young author, an entrepreneur, and cultural influencer, and most importantly, an advocate for bringing new voices to the conversation. When she was 11, she started a movement to get more books that had Black girls as the protagonists in schools, on the shelves of public libraries, and she far exceeded her goal, had 15,000 books donated across the country towards that effort, and she has been building her momentum since then. We're going to have a moderated conversation with her, and the moderator is going to be Dr. Uhuru Williams. He is a professor of history and the founding director of the Racial Justice Initiative at the University of St. Thomas. So you're going to get to hear both a local voice and a national voice on how people today are bringing new energy, sort of new ways of really achieving Dr. Martin Luther King's dream of making this a more just, a more equal world.
You know, the neat thing is, too, there's also some great music from both the group Known, which is a Minneapolis-based, I think they're audition-based, right? Youth choir.
Yes. And so we actually have two really great local acts. You referenced Known Minneapolis. They're an audition-based youth choir that is founded and directed by Cortland Pickens. Their age range runs from age 12 to age 25, and they really anchor in helping young people truly find their voice, both figuratively and literally, and helping to build their esteem and showing them how they can be an agent for positive change in the world. So we're excited to have them. And we're also going to have a group called None Above. For those of you that that follow America's Got Talent, they were on America's Got Talent back in 2018, based right here in the Twin Cities. It's a four-sibling band, and they describe their sound being positive alternative pop. So excited to have them both perform individually as well as a collective.
Oh, cool. Tamara Asimov, my guest here this afternoon on WCCO Radio, talking about the MLK Day breakfast coming up Monday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Is it still possible, I'm curious to know, for people to get tickets for this event?
I will never say no. The easiest way to find that out is to go to MLKbreakfast.com. I'll say that again, MLKbreakfast.com. That is where you can find all information relevant to the breakfast, including tickets. I think we were getting right down to the wire, getting to our full capacity of 2,500, but for the latest and greatest, it's absolutely go there. And if you can't get tickets, you're absolutely right in them being able to listen to WCCO Radio to it live or afterwards on that same link. They'll be able to access the full recording starting the Tuesday afterwards.
I would like to also, just because I'm a big supporter of the hometown companies here, but to mention that besides Best Buy, besides UNCF, and I think everybody is familiar with them as they are recognizing their 80th anniversary, but General Mills also, again, partnering with this to help sponsor, put this event on. So I applaud your company, Tamara, and I appreciate the good things that you do. As a matter of fact, G, in this case, in General Mills, G is for good. Explain that connection.
It is. So one of our founding values is that G stands for good. And for us, that means how are we showing up in our hometown communities and helping to make those communities better? And we absolutely see the breakfast as one of the core pillars of how we do that. It's how are we bringing people together, reminding them of what our core values are, and how are we helping people to live that out on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And a very practical way to do that is General Mills and UNCF are once again partnering with Hands On Twin Cities as our volunteerism partner. And on the day off, as well as that week and throughout, if you go to mlkbreakfast.com, you'll find a lot of really great opportunities to get out into the community and be helping to live out the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, I think that if, from my recollection, in my history, Tamara, that's what MLK Day has become. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day recognition has become was a day of service for many employers giving that time off and hoping that their employees will utilize that as a time of service.
Exactly. Even at General Mills, one of the things that we're doing is we can't accommodate all our employees in person at the breakfast, but we're doing a simulcast in the building. And then immediately after the simulcast, we're having an on-site volunteering event where we're having employees be able to bring their kids, their families on site to be participating in a way of giving back. So I'm absolutely hopeful that that's happening across the Twin Cities and across the state of Minnesota.
All right. I want to remind everybody, too, that if you are unable to attend this breakfast at the Minneapolis Convention Center on Monday morning, with the doors opening at 7, breakfast at 7:30, and the program begins at 8, you'll hear that program in its entirety on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. So a great opportunity as we present and provide that. So, Tamara, thank you for coming on here with me this Saturday afternoon to get the information out. You know this very well. You've got it all figured out. I appreciate your joining me.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You take care. It is coming up 1:43. We could take a break on this and get some more information, but I hope that you get that opportunity to participate or at least listen in. This Marley Diaz just sounds like a phenomenal young lady who has got a great story to tell. And our guest from St. Thomas is also going to be a special invitation. A special opportunity to listen to Uhuru Williams. Dr. Williams will join and talk about some of the things that are happening at St. Thomas and such as he moderates the discussion with Marley Diaz. This time out, we'll be back with more here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Good afternoon again. John Hines in for Shaletta Brundage on this Saturday afternoon. It's 1:45. Football. Wild card and playoff football begins this weekend, and it begins today, as a matter of fact, after we are off the air today. What, about right away? I'm trying to double-check my start times here. What time is that first game with the Texans and the Cleveland Browns? You have that at your fingertips?
3:30 p.m. 3:30 kickoff. I believe Central Time. I'll have to double check that, but I know 3:30 is the first game, and then we have the Dolphins and Chiefs at 7 p.m. tonight.
What do you make of that game being behind a paywall? A playoff game in the NFL, a playoff game, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
But only if you have Peacock or are in the Kansas City or Miami area will you be able to view it. So you're going to have to pay as little as $6.99 for that game. Well, I suppose the NFL has fallen on hard times, so they need the money.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean,
I can't.
I also credit it to a lot of people are big Taylor Swift fans, and they want to follow wherever she goes because who doesn't want to follow Taylor Swift and whether or not she's going to be at the game, and why not? The Swifties will definitely pay the $6.99 to see if she's at the game, and that's a good business decision by Peacock if I were them. And to be honest, most people, whether you're a Miami fan or you are a Chiefs fan, probably have $6.99 in your pocket to watch the game. I get the frustration with the streaming service, but it's a small price.
No, Josh. It's the principle of the thing.
Yep, no, I get you.
I can afford $6.99. Yeah. But it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
As Lake and I talked about yesterday, you used to be able to just watch these games on everything. You wouldn't have to go the extra mile to get, you know, an extra cable channel. You wouldn't have to go get an extra streaming service that usually, him and I both have grown up on the principle of it's on Fox, it's on CBS, it's on NBC, and that's it.
Yes. And then, of course, this year, the added Thursday night wrinkle of Prime.
Yep.
Prime all the way through, except for a couple of games on NFL Network, which you can find on most basic cable platforms. But gee whiz. And now I should point out, you mentioned this earlier, we can talk about this again some more later, but the one particular game has been kicked now to Monday because of exceedingly unpleasant weather for the Steelers and Bills game, right?
Yes. I think a lot of people also are trying to push for the Kansas City game to get pushed, but let's be honest, because I'm a Wild fan, I know exactly how brutal the temperatures were when we had the Winter Classic here just a couple years ago. I don't feel too bad for the Kansas City fans that have to withstand negative 29 wind chill at the most, because it's, you know, welcome to winter. You got to be if you're hockey tough, you got to be football tough too.
Yeah, exactly right. To heck with them. So, yeah, you know, and the thing about it is, now that they've got all this money for Peacock subscribers for the Saturday night game here between the Chiefs and Miami, they're not going to move it now. And I'll bet that factored into the decision, because they would have to shut everything down and reconnect everything. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Do you have any dog in the fight? Anybody that you're pulling for at this particular point?
I'm a Baker Mayfield fan because I'm from Oklahoma. So I'm cheering for him against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. I'm glad that's not on Peacock. But I kind of just want to enjoy a lot of the games. This is some of the best matchups that we've had in playoff football in a while. There's not too many, you know, lopsided matchups between the teams, because there's not a whole lot of, like, solidified great teams that are out there. There's usually, like, all these big super power, you know, NFL teams that are in the fight. But this year it's kind of, you know, teams that are hovering above 500 and are, you know, basically have been humanized throughout the whole season. There's not a whole lot of, you know, undefeated or two or one or three lost teams. It's pretty much, you know, you have teams that have weaknesses, and, you know, you don't know what you're going to get when you get that mixed bag of tricks.
My a friend of ours just sent a text to the CCO talk and text line, says that if you really want, you can get the replay of that Chiefs-Miami game tonight at 11 o'clock on NFL Network, assuming you get NFL Network.
You have to stay off social media the entire night, though. That's the trick with it.
Well, I know people though. Yeah, I know people who feel very strongly about that. They don't want anybody tipping their hand ahead of time. Yeah, my son, my younger son, has become somewhat just, you know, dabbling with some of the online wagering sites that are out there, and he bet last week on Detroit. No question about it, because he said that coach will play everybody, all of his starters, all the way through. It just doesn't matter. And, of course, as it turned out, it did matter, because didn't he bang up his tight end late in the game, Talbot?
Yeah. Yep. And it's funny you say that. H. Lake and I, because I filled in for Christopher Tubbs yesterday on the Lake Show, and him and I actually have a $20 bill on the line between the Eagles and Bucks. I have the Bucks. He has the Eagles. So there's your WCCO wager wire, if you will.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm more inclined. I don't know about your sports background, Josh, but I know about Henry's. So I think I'm going to roll with Henry on this one.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. It's just the way it plays out. It happens that way. So someone wanted to know, we were talking about the online dating earlier, got a text at 651-461-9226. Somebody wondering, how did that date scam you? I'm skeptical too, and haven't ventured into the online dating thing because it scares me. As it turns out, that individual turned out to be just a fraud. And fortunately, I turned off the Bank of John before we got too far into it. So it's that simple. That's when I say I was scammed or whatever. My mistake, my bad. So football this afternoon and tonight, if you can see it. And except now, what time was that game tomorrow that was supposed to be played that got bumped to Monday?
I believe that was the nightcap. I believe that was the 7 o'clock game.
Okay, and it'll be at what? I think 3:30 in the afternoon, 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central on Monday now, correct?
Yes. Yep, Monday will be, looks like, if I can pull it up here, it's kind of disappeared. Okay, yeah, it was supposed to be actually at noon tomorrow. They moved it to Monday at 3:30, so we'll have Browns and Texans today at 3:30, then Dolphins and Chiefs tonight. And then the Packers and Cowboys will be tomorrow at 3:30. Rams and Lions will be tomorrow night. And then Eagles, Bucks tomorrow night on Monday Night Football. And then the afternoon game, or on Monday, I should say. And then Monday afternoon will be now Steelers and Bills.
You know, I picture the likes of the Steel Curtain or the Grape Crush on the fields during these cold, cold temperatures, and you see them in the huddle and nothing but the steam vapors coming out as they're all breathing as one team. And think, I wonder if football has just gotten softer, or if, you know, it's just more catering. And you know, the fans, with what you're paying these days, you want to be in a more comfortable environment. You don't want to be spending, you know, $250 just to go, you know, freeze somewhere somehow.
Yeah, so I was watching the NFL countdown crew this morning on ESPN, and they actually showed some of the, I guess, apparel that the Kansas City players are set to wear. And I guess I didn't realize this, and I don't know the science behind how this helps with frigid cold temperatures, but apparently some of them are wearing wetsuits. I guess maybe you would know more about that. Given your current location, as far as, you know.
Well, the idea behind that suit, though, is it keeps all of your body heat in.
Got it.
You know, so, yeah, I've been in a tank before at the Minnesota Zoo, as a matter of fact, wearing a wetsuit. And it was amazing the difference that it made way back when the Minnesota Zoo had beluga whales. I went scuba diving with the beluga whales, and it was my first time ever putting on a wetsuit. People who understand this far better than I do will know more about it. But, yes, it's so here's a text says, how do I watch the games if I don't have internet? Well, go to the nearby saloon.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can offer. I mean, most of those bars, especially if you go to a sports bar, they're going to be paying the extra because the NFL will be charging them to have that game broadcast and shown on their television. So I'm sure that they've got it figured out. That's just the way it's going to work. It is, what am I looking at here? Right now we've got 156. Working our way today to a high temperature of 8 degrees above zero. Overnight tonight, cold, very cold. That's pretty much what you need to know. As a matter of fact, some single-digit highs for the next several days with overnight lows below zero. If we get above zero during the day. So that's the way that's going to all play. Coming up after the news at the top of the hour, a guest I'm looking forward to chatting with. We spoke once before, but I just continue to enjoy reading in one of my favorite authors, David Housewright. We'll talk about the latest for Rushmore McKenzie and what we can expect for upcoming Rushmore McKenzie novels and more. At News Talk 830 WCCO, stick around. John Hines in for Shaletta Brundage this afternoon.